Illinois property taxes punish the most vulnerable the most, like widow Mary Pay.
They just keep on going up and up, so that means my mortgage payment goes up, and it's kind of hard. What are they doing for us? Nothing.
66-year-old Chicago resident Linda Jay had to take a second job just to pay her property taxes.
Mine is $7,000 a year. If I wasn't still working, I'd be screwed. Even at retirement age, I'm getting my Social Security, but I still have to work, and I'm working two jobs.
Rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, you will not be spared the financial disaster the highest property taxes in the nation inflict. The good news is there's a group of independent candidates who aren't financed by Madigan or Rauner. They're working people, taking up our fight to lower your property taxes. They made a life in Illinois, and the hell if they're going to let politicians take it away. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org for information on the candidates leading the revolt. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org to hear your neighbor's stories and share your own. SaveYourHomeNow.org isn't just a website. It's a battle cry.
Liberty Principles paid for this ad and is solely responsible for its content, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
And we're here.
Where are we, Grandpa?
Alamo Shoes. I noticed your shoes are a little tight. They have hard-to-fit shoe sizes and the nicest people to find just the right pair.
Alamo Shoes?
Yeah, this place brings back memories. I used to take your dad here when he was a kid for his shoes. In fact, your dad still comes here.
Alamo Shoes. The most comfortable shoes on earth have been found here for the past 50 years. They're family-owned and will treat you like family, too. Find Alamo Shoes at 5321 North Clark, and there is always free parking.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good.
Hurry into JCPenney for up to 40% off major appliance hot deals, including free delivery, basic installation, price match guarantee, and 18 to 30 months special financing on qualifying appliance purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 8/23 to 9/12. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request a time of purchase. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
If you're planning a bathroom update, chances are a boring vanity is not high on your list. At the Home Depot, it's not on ours either. Come in now or go online for up to 40% off a beautiful vanity you'd be proud to call your own. To match your style, whatever your style, and fit your budget perfectly. Sorry, not available in boring. Select vanities up to 40% off in-store, online, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 19th, Continental U.S. only while supplies last.
Limited time at participating shops.
Join Coach Lovey Smith and the Fighting Illini football team at Soldier Field on Saturday, September 15th as Illinois faces South Florida at 2:30 p.m. Cheer on your team and your city. Tickets are available for as low as $30 at Ticketmaster.com. Enjoy Illinois football at Soldier Field and Co. Illini.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's going to be fun to get to the start of the college football season. That is tonight here in Chicago,
Northwestern at Purdue. Big stage.
Really looking forward to it.
Go Cats!
Go Cats.
Was that me?
That was you. Where's my Go Cats?
Go Cats!
See?
Go Cats!
Oh boy.
Wow. Go Cats!
It's intense.
It's a battle of the Go Cats.
What do you think? Clayton Thorson play?
Yeah. And you know what? I say yeah as if dismissively. That would be extraordinary. This Clayton Thorson is turning into Adrian Peterson right before our eyes. I mean, what is this, 9 months removed from a ACL?
Didn't Dr. James Andrews do the surgery as
That's
well?
Still crazy, isn't it? Crazy.
Well, I think it is amazing, and it shows his commitment, and it shows how quick of a healer and technology and all those things. I think that would it be any different? And I'm not suggesting that they're rushing him or doing anything, but would it be any different if they were opening with Central Connecticut State or?
Well, I think they could beat Central Connecticut State
without him.
without him.
Can they beat Purdue without him?
No, I don't think so.
So does that factor into your thinking?
I don't think it factors in. I think that they understand it's about the entirety of the year, and I think if he wasn't ready to go, they wouldn't play him in this game. And I think he's proven that he's ready to go. But it's a really interesting point, David, because it sounds like you don't think that he's really
nope.
ready to go.
Well,
and it is a full year injury,
I don't
right?
know. It's such a long injury and rehab process and such a grueling process. I don't want to suggest that they've rushed him at all. That would be irresponsible, and they just don't operate that way. I really don't believe that. I do think it helped. Let me just say that. I'll spin it that way. It helped probably that carrot dangling in front of Clayton Thorson to have a Big Ten opponent as challenging as Purdue is going to be tonight to chase as you chase your rehab. And I think that probably helped motivate him even more if he needed it. I don't think he needed it, but I think it probably accelerated it.
Go Ramblers!
There you go. Go Ramblers. Jeez. Can you give us Go Ramblers?
Not yet.
Yeah, we should, because then we could play that the week they play Ball State.
December 5th.
Go Bears!
This is how we're going to
sneak
up on
David. I'm not saying Go Bears.
Say Go Ramblers.
Go Cubs win.
Yeah, I think I will pass until the beginning of college basketball
really?
Season.
Really?
Go get them, Zoe.
Yeah,
we'll pass on that one.
Go get them, Zoe. I really think, you went to Northwestern, so that's why you didn't mind saying Go Cats.
Yeah, I spent a year of my life there. Just one.
Go Doors.
What's Doors? Commodores? Vanderbilt?
That's what it sounds like. That's Bryce Drew.
Oh, that's Bryce Drew. Yeah. Okay. But so Northwestern tonight, Purdue, I think that, you know, I think I said early in the week, I've changed my mind. I said, yeah, Northwestern's not going to win that game. But I think they win that game now. I've gone back and forth a couple times.
Well, Purdue's a point and a half favorite. It started this week at 4.5. It's down to a point and a half, right, Joe?
Well, I think that's because there is a belief that the quarterback's going to
play. And
he's a real
pro prospect.
Well,
correct?
He was a, you know, there was even talk, Dustin, had he not been injured
that
last year,
out.
That he might have come out.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's supposedly the real deal.
Right.
Like
right.
a day one pro prospect.
There you go. Day one being the first three rounds, yep. Which, again, is no longer day one. Day one
day
is
two.
Now.
Yeah, technically day two. Right?
Day one is first yeah. round. If he's a first rounder, I would be surprised.
No, day one is always going to be the first three rounds because it's kind of grandfathered in from the old way
okay.
the draft was broken.
All right.
And Joe, that did change based on his availability, right?
Yes. I saw it at three, and that may not seem like a lot. Oh, it just moved a couple
well, that's
points.
A big deal.
That is huge. To
right.
get off of that key number of three, and that's the most common difference in games that you're going to find, a three-point spread. So, yeah, a lot of money coming in on the Wildcats.
I also think that's a sign of respect for Purdue, too, that it's even that close, right? I mean, because...
As home favorites
yeah.
against Northwestern, a yeah. team that's... Rattled off 10 win seasons recently.
You look at Northwestern's, haven't they won more games in the last few,
yes,
3-4 years than,
5 years.
Than Notre
yeah,
Dame?
Than anyone,
or Michigan, I'm sorry, Michigan.
Michigan
yeah.
Anyone in the Big Ten, but I believe it is Michigan State, Ohio State, and who else? There's one other team. It might be Iowa. I don't know.
Not Wisconsin?
It might be Wisconsin. It's one other team. But they I mean, I'm talking about a 5-year period. They've
yeah.
been very good. They've been
yeah.
really good. But they still need to kind of break through in order to kind of get to a point where you feel like they're going to go in and win that that conference or that
division.
Side of it.
Yeah.
yeah. Excuse me.
It's a good thing they're on that side.
Well, I mean,
that other side
is a nightmare. Yeah, I get it.
Northwestern.
What do you think of Ohio State?
Oh, I think they're going. I don't think that the Urban Meyer problem.
Who's your Final Four?
Is
Do you
going
have a Final
to,
Four?
I think that if you had to look at a Final Four, obviously everyone's got Clemson, right?
Yes, and Alabama.
Yeah,
it could be Auburn, but I'm going with Alabama and Clemson.
You know, Washington is a pretty trendy pick.
Well, let's see what happens, though. Shouldn't we see what happens?
In terms of, yeah.
Well, just their first game is
Washington-Auburn is going
Auburn.
To be a game that you talk about national title implications. Yeah. You know, there's going to be someone who surprises everybody, and that's always going to be the team that intrigues you. Wisconsin is getting a lot of love. I wonder if it's kind of – I don't know if they're just a trendy pick or not, but you know, you could go with Wisconsin. They would be the team out of the Big Ten you could see emerging. Ohio State, I don't think they're going to be affected by Urban Meyer's suspension and all this surrounding. They just are going to keep winning.
Well, let's get out to the hotline. We welcome in Brian Jones. He's college football analyst for the SEC on CBS and CBS Sports Network, and you can catch him throughout the season on College Football Today and Inside College Football. The SEC on CBS kicks off this weekend as West Virginia takes on Tennessee Saturday at 2:30. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Hey, Brian.
I'm great, fellas. How y'all doing?
Well, we're sitting here talking about our Final Four, and we're kind of making an assumption that that Nick Saban knows what he's doing, and the quarterback decision is going to be one that that he'll manage as the season goes on, and we've got them atop the SEC. But a lot of people like Auburn, and obviously this Washington game is going to be a very telling one. Who's the best team in the SEC? Is it always Alabama?
Well, no, and I didn't pick Alabama to win the West last year. I picked Auburn, and I think Auburn can be in that number again. You look at their defensive line, and they got some bad big old boys coming back on that side of the ball, and there's more talk about the Auburn D-line than there is the Alabama D-line. So that tells you right there that Auburn's cooking with gas, man. And the second year of Jared Stidham, the quarterback, he's the reason I picked Auburn to win last year in the West and defeat Alabama, because they were going to be fielding, the Tigers were going to be fielding an accurate quarterback. And Jared Stidham, while he didn't blow the doors off with gaudy numbers, he did upgrade that position. So I like Auburn. I think the SEC West is going to be even more, a lot more deep than it was a season ago. Mississippi State, a ton of talent returning there for Joe Moorhead, their new head coach. Of course, Nick Fitzgerald suspended his first ball game, but, you know, he's an elite player. Defensive guys, they are outstanding. Sweat and Simmons on that side of the ball. So look out for Mississippi State and Ole Miss with Jordan Te'amu. Of course, took over for Shea Patterson, now up there near you guys up in Michigan. He's a hell of a football player, and A.J. Brown, a wide receiver. So if they can find some defense at Ole Miss, look out for them. And Jimbo Fisher, you know, we'll see what he's working with tonight, but he's got a pretty good quarterback in Nick Starkle, who went down early last year in that UCLA ball game at the beginning of the season. But I think he's going to affect change and bring a whole new attitude to Texas A&M. So I don't think it's a fait accompli that Alabama wins the West.
Brian, you mentioned Jimbo Fisher going from Florida State to A&M. Chip Kelly goes to UCLA. A lot of exciting, interesting new coaches and new programs. Scott Frost at Nebraska. Which new coach do you think makes the biggest impact at his program?
Well, I think the aforementioned Jimbo Fisher, and I like also Scott Frost going back home and seeing what he was able to develop there at UCF. I mean, just in his first year there, they went from what, winning one game to six, and then of course undefeated a year ago. So I think Scott Frost will surprise a lot of people, and Nebraska will surprise a lot of people before this season is over. So while I think we're all in agreement that Wisconsin wins the West, I don't think it's going to be an easy road to hoe because Nebraska will jump up and bite somebody this season.
Who is your Final Four? Have you picked one?
Yeah, I picked one. Man, I've been getting creamed since I picked my Final Four. I got a couple blue bloods up in there in Clemson and Washington. Even if Washington loses to Auburn in this first game of the season, if it's a very competitive affair and they can run the table in the Pac-12, I think Washington gets in, considering in recent history they were in the college football playoff. And then, I hear you guys said, as you're sitting here and you're considering who could come out of the Big Ten, I like Michigan State. 3-9 to 10-3, pretty much everyone coming back. I like this Michigan State football team. I'm really excited about Brian Lewerke, what he brings to the table at the quarterback position, and we don't talk enough about his athleticism. While he may not be have the arm that Andrew Luck possessed when he was there at Stanford, I think he's just as athletic as Andrew Luck and can fool you with his ability to be evasive. So I like Michigan State winning the Big Ten, and I think they could be 9-0 or 8-1 at worst when Ohio State rolls in the East Lansing in week 10. And then my other one that has everyone killing me on the Twitter is Florida. Florida had 43 starts lost to injuries and suspensions a season ago. This is a talented football team. They recruited well, and now you bring in Dan Mullins, and we know his prowess as far as fixing the quarterback position. You go to Alex Smith there at Utah, his first stint there at Florida with Tim Tebow, winning the Heisman Trophy. Dak Prescott, of course, now with the Cowboys, and Nick Fitzgerald, who he's left there on campus for their new head coach, Joe Moorhead. So Dan Mullins knows how to fix the quarterback position, and if he fixes it at Florida with everybody they have coming back, with a renewed strength and conditioning program, because the word on the street that the strength and conditioning was suspect a season ago, hence all the injuries the last couple of seasons. So if he picks the quarterback position, I think they're cooking with gas there in Gainesville.
Brian, I love Trace McSorley at Penn State. I don't know if he's going to have a good enough year to get in the Heisman conversation or not. Bryce Love at Stanford. You got Jake Fromm at Georgia. J.K. Dobbins, Ohio State. How do you see the Heisman race unfolding?
Well, you mentioned two of my three. I got Jonathan Taylor in there as well. I got all those big boys coming back there at Wisconsin, and they go about 6'4", 315 on average. They've been drinking their cow juice there in Madison. So I love McSorley as well. He's an outstanding quarterback. And we'll see how he plays now, losing his quarterback coach and OC Joe Moorhead and also Saquon Barkley. But I like him, and this is probably the best offensive line that James Franklin has filled there at Penn State. So offensively, I think they'll be fine. We'll see if they can fill some holes on the defensive side of the ball. So Penn State will be in that number as well. And McSorley, Love, and Jonathan, those are my top three. And I got Bryce Love, one of them.
We'll let you go, Brian, just quickly on the way out. Roquan Smith here in Chicago. Is Georgia just kind of in rebuild mode at this point?
Well, Matras Patrick is a guy who's going to probably take over for him, and he's been in the doghouse. He hadn't been able to stay off the sticky icky, so hopefully they got him doing much better now. He hasn't been suspended this offseason, so he's a guy that they think can fly around. And they've recruited, last three or four recruiting classes there at Georgia. They've been top six at worst and number one a couple of times. So I think Kirby Smart would be able to reload. We'll just see if they're of the quality of a Roquan Smith, because he's got the DNA of a headhunter. I mean, this guy can fly around. He's a sideline-to-sideline player. So they got him a good one up there at Chicago.
All right, Brian. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
You got it, guys.
That's Brian Jones, CBS college football analyst. Always fun to talk to him. And that's a good game. That should be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of good games.
Washington, a lot of love Auburn. For Washington. Yeah. A lot of love.
Yeah, I don't know. Auburn could erase that real quick.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do some transition next with our friends Dan and Connor. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Today at noon, Theo Epstein joins Bernstein and McKnight to talk Cubs.
Some things have really gone well this year. Jason Hayward has had a bounce back year. David Bodie's come up, and our bullpen has been, on the whole, outstanding. Other things haven't gone as well, so that's what you get.
Theo Epstein, today at noon, with Bernstein and McKnight on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Oh, yeah, just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Oh, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
With the weekend coming up, if you're like me, you might be planning a date night. Maybe not your typical date night, right? Maybe you go to a pub, you throw some darts, you watch the Northsiders play baseball, you eat some wings. How about maybe something with a valet? Maybe something with a tablecloth? Maybe candles? Well, that's one reason I recommend signing up to Drive with Uber. It's the one way you can earn the extra cash you need to help make your date night something a little bit more special. Another is that the new driver, you can take advantage of a guaranteed offer to earn at least $2,300. More on that in a minute, but first, when you drive with Uber, you're your own boss. You earn extra cash on your schedule. Driving with Uber can help you have the kind of date night when you get fancy. Make a reservation. Maybe even look at the dessert menu. Shrimp cocktail, anybody? How about this? About that guarantee I mentioned a little bit earlier. Right now, you can earn at least $2,300 in Chicago for your first 200 trips. Limited time guarantee. If you don't make this guarantee amount in the fares for those first 200 trips, Uber will pay the difference to you. Terms do apply. You get started today. Here's what you do. You sign up at uber.com/drivenow. You upload the docs. You complete the activation process. You get the app, and off you go. That's uber.com/drivenow. uber.com/drivenow. Certain restrictions apply.
I lived in Grays Lake, and I have sold and moved out of the state.
Billy V is a union employee. He left Illinois because he couldn't afford to pay $9,000 a year in property taxes on his $200,000 townhome in Grays Lake. Tony S.'s home in